With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Democrat Denise Juneau reports raising another $358,000 in her bid to unseat first-term Congressman Ryan Zinke. Juneau is finishing her second term as Montana's superintendent of schools and has raised $620,000 since launching her campaign. Ryan Zinke's campaign reports raising more than $783,000 during the first 3 months of this year. In terms of cash on hand, Zinke's camp says it has more than $1 million that's still unspent. That's nearly twice as much money as Juneau's campaign reports having on hand. Montana officials will continue to look at the potential effects of a major coal mine near the Wyoming border despite sponsor Arch Coal's bankruptcy and its suspension of the 20 million ton a year project. Regulators want to determine to what extent steam beds need to be protected from mining at the site near Ashland. Christy Pinoza with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality said today that the work would prove valuable if the Otter Creek mine is revived or another proposal takes its place. Filings in Arch's bankruptcy case revealed the company lost a key coal lease for Otter Creek in November. That's more than 3 months before the company publicly suspended the mine. It also appears to contradict claims from a railroad co-owned by Arch that Otter Creek remains a viable proposal. A man accused of killing his wife and two of her relatives in a tiny Montana town has told authorities that a stranger must have broken into the house they shared and shot the victims. The claim from 39-year-old Robert James LeCoux was contained in an affidavit released today. Authorities allege LeCoux shot his wife's sister, and a brother-in-law on April 5th. He was arrested in Washington State 3 days later. At a two-day meeting in West Yellowstone that wraps up today, representatives of state, federal, and tribal agencies raised several concerns about the proposed removal of the Yellowstone area grizzly bear from the endangered species list. The agency proposing delisting is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. In an interview with Montana Public Radio Monday, the head of the service, Dan Ash, said it's bracing for legal challenges.
Everything that we do in the context of the Endangered Species Act, especially when we're talking about species like this, ends up in court. I mean, these are issues of significance. Like I said, people are concerned about them, and people will differ in their reading of the science and the policy. Then the courts are the places where those things get worked out.
In 2007, the agency tried to delist the grizzly, but was stopped by a lawsuit from environmental groups. Officials have been gathering public response to a new plan to delist released in March. Representatives from Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks are now raising several concerns about delisting the grizzly, including the fear that it could further endanger the animal. The Fish and Wildlife Service says it has data to support the species recovery and argues that it has met the criteria for delisting. But outside critics, like retired federal grizzly bear biologist David Mattson, who lives near Livingston, disagree.
If you have a population at risk because of the unraveling of the ecosystem, where it's at a tipping point, where we're likely to see worse things to come, now is not the time to be pulling away the safety net.
The governors of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho all support delisting, as do their state wildlife management agencies. The Fish and Wildlife Service is gathering public input on its delisting proposal until May 10th. Its goal is to make a final decision on whether delisting goes forward by the end of this year. The Montana Republican Party is dropping out of a lawsuit that seeks to allow only GOP-registered voters to participate in its primary elections. A statement released by the party today says the chance of ending Montana's open primary system through the lawsuit is low, based on previous court rulings in the case. Matthew Monforden, an attorney for 10 GOP county central committees, says the county committees will continue as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. Monforden says the state party's departure weakens the case, but the county committees still have a viable claim. The Republicans claim that the open primary system allows Democrats and independent voters to influence their elections. Their request for an emergency order to close the June 7th primaries has been rejected by three courts. Rural wireless and broadband providers are urging Montana lawmakers to address the needs of far-flung communities when it comes to phone service and the internet. Industry representatives visited the state capitol Thursday to tell lawmakers about the infrastructure needed to improve service in sparsely populated areas of the state.